Hey mamas, by now I know that you have heard me talk about Baby Trends Cover Me 4-in-1 convertible car seat and just how much I love it because it keeps the sun off of fits. I have another Baby Trend item that I love just as much for the same reason, and it's the Race Tech Jogger. This stroller has a UPF 50 plus canopy with visor, and keeping the sun off of my little ones is so important to me. We have a history of skin cancer in my family. I've had skin cancer, and protecting my children from the sun is super important to me. It also has the rotating child's tray, which is great for fits because all he does is snack. This stroller comes with all-terrain tires for smooth push and riding, so we will be using it all fall out on the soccer fields. If you're a soccer mom like me, you're going to love this stroller. If you are a jogger, you're going to love it even more because it has handles that are height adjustable for personalized jogging experience, and it's a comfortable and easy jogging. This stroller is compatible with most Baby Trend infant car seats, and the biggest plus for parents is that it has an innovative phone positioner that holds your phone in landscape and portrait mode, and it has two cup holders, one for your water and one for your coffee, because let's be honest, we need both. So go check out this stroller, the Race Tech Jogger at Target. It'll also be linked in the description of this podcast. Let's get started with today's episode. Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Mimosas with Moms podcast. I'm your host, Abby Williams. Today, I'm welcoming on Ina Kashani. Ina is a licensed marriage and family therapist. And today, we're going to be discussing postpartum body image. I think, you know, every time we bring a new human into this world, we're met with this new person on the other side. We change, our bodies change. And it can bring a lot of different emotions along with it. So we really dive into that today. Ina shares with us about her own motherhood journey. She talks about how she's a recovering perfectionist, so motherhood did not come easy for her. She talks about how she's got the day-to-day down, but it was hard adjusting to the lack of sleep, routine, order, and of course, this new body that changed with every pregnancy and nursing journey. She says that a lot of the mental space in her brain during motherhood has been about her body and self, learning to accept, forgive, and understand the new me from inside out. She's a firm believer that how you feel about yourself translates into all areas of your life. So we talk about this body acceptance, this body image. I hope that you get a lot out of today's episode. I love following Ina over on Instagram. You can find her at Motherhood Therapy. She's also on her website, Ina Kashani. LMFT.com, and that will be linked in the description of this podcast. And she's offering 25% off your first parenting coaching session with her. If you're interested in that, go check it out. If you enjoy this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review. Your support here on the podcast always means the world to me, and I so appreciate you being here. So let's get started. Cheers. Hi, Ina. Welcome to the Mimosas with Moms podcast. I am so excited to be connecting with you here in this space. I love following you over on Instagram, Motherhood Therapy, and I love all the content and things that you're bringing to that space. So thank you for being here. Welcome. And tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. Well, first I want to say you are one of the first accounts that I connected with when I started motherhood therapy about a year ago.
Yeah.
It was like in the middle of the pandemic and I was home. I had just had a baby, my son who's now 15 months old. And I went online to connect with people and connect with moms, and I found your account. And I just want to say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you
and
for saying that.
and being so vulnerable too, right? Because I imagine that's pretty hard. As like a therapist and then being a mom and like being vulnerable. So I just want to say thank you. So I'm a licensed therapist in Los Angeles, California. I have a private practice that's catered to maternal mental health. So postpartum, infertility, stillbirth, miscarriage, also infidelity, and anything that, you know, a mom, a parent, a human might be going through. I really focus in on that. I also do parenting coaching, which is a little bit different. And I'm on the virtual end online on social media, on Motherhood Therapy, where I post some like informative maternal mental health parenting stuff. So that's where you can find me. I have a daughter. She's 5 years old, and my son, who's 15 months old, and now I'm here with you. And today we're going to be talking about body image. Ina, tell us like your motherhood journey and your journey with body image through pregnancies, postpartum, you know, the whole gamut, because I feel like, you know, we go through this beautiful miracle of life, you know, and you think it's going to be this joyful thing that is like portrayed in society, right? But then you birth this baby, and I feel like so many of us are met with this new version of ourselves, both, you know, all the way around. You know, I'm just a changed person inside and out. My body is different now. I feel different. My values might be different now. And how do we kind of juggle accepting some of these changes?
So for me, my journey, I think I spent a lot of time when my daughter was little in my head. My body took up a lot of my mental space. Like I remember when I took her to my gym, which is like a little play gym. I don't know if you guys have it and where you're at, but they have these mirrors like everywhere. And while she was like one or one and a half and like navigating walking and climbing, like I could not get over the mirrors and like seeing myself. So that's kind of in the early stages of my motherhood journey where I realized how much my body and mind and how I felt about myself were impacting my ability to be present also with with my daughter. And then also to see how many of the women that I was working with were feeling the same way. And it's interesting because pre-baby, your body is yours, right? Like it's just like this like perfect little thing. It's funny because I see women who are pregnant with their first and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, the journey your body is about to go through, like that you don't even know what's about to happen, right?
Because I think as society, we just paint it as, you know, like you get pregnant and it's beautiful and it's magical. And, you know, I think that social media is bringing about a lot of some of the struggles around motherhood and, you know, that it's not all easy. It's not all joyful. There is so much stuff that's hard, you know, but I think that this body stuff is still one that like, we don't really talk about it enough. So like, you know, you see this new mom and it's like, gosh, I wish somebody would have told me.
And like, I also want to highlight that it's not the size that you are, because I think there's this misconception that like, oh, well, obviously if you've gained like X amount of pounds, then you're not yourself, then like, you know, but it's all women, it's all shapes and sizes, right? It's like the nipples changing. Can I say that on your podcast?
And like on the topic of boobs, because like I'm probably, you know, what you would describe as a thin woman. You know, I am not overweight. I don't really struggle with weight, but my tummy looks weird. My belly button changed. You know, I won't ever wear like a bikini again because I just hate my belly button now. My boobs are like so deflated. Your nipples change. And like, so there's all these other parts of your body that change through all these different pregnancies.
And I've noticed too, it's like when you don't feel good as a
Right.
woman, like you don't feel confident, like you're tired, you feel like, oh, I don't like the way this fits or this touches, or
Yeah.
like, at least for me, like as a therapist, as an empath, like
Yeah.
as somebody who's very sensitive to things,
Yeah.
like if something's a little tight or something fits wrong, or I don't like the way my sleeves are on my tank top or whatever, it really affects my mood. And it makes it really hard to be present when, especially like now it's summertime, right? It's like
Right.
you want to be at the pool and you want to take your kids for a walk or whatever you want to do. But if you're self-conscious about wearing shorts
Yeah.
or how you look or how you feel, it can really affect your relationship with your family and with your kids, because you're kind of like in a in the it's in the back of your mind, but it gives you a vibe, right? Like
Yeah.
when you're not feeling yourself, your body,
Right.
right?
Right.
And so that's something I noticed early on in my journey as a mom, with my daughter. And then I had a pregnancy that led to a miscarriage. And all of those things came up again through being postpartum with the miscarriage.
Yeah.
So it just made me realize that there's something. Although I didn't birth a baby through that experience,
Right.
all of the hormones, all of the things that happen to us,
Yeah.
really, there's a shift, right? Like in our body. I don't know if I'm making any sense, or I'm
No,
just
you're
kind
making
of like
sense.
going on a tangent here.
Yeah.
So I think that like what's most important, is to fo it's like for me when it was when I was going through my journey, was to really focus on what my body was capable of doing, what my body did, and trying to find ways to nourish my body that felt good to me, and also not feel like I had to wait for some sort of change or shift or level of perfection. Like, oh, well, if I lose 15, 20 pounds, then I'll feel better in my body and then I'll go swimming. But really put myself out there and stretch my comfort level and do the things that I might be afraid to do so I can be present. And that
Yeah.
is, I think, where the work really comes in.
Yeah.
And I see that a lot, with moms where it's like, well, I just need to drop the 15 pounds. And it's like, well, what if you don't? What does that
Right.
mean? Right? Like,
Right. Right.
what if you don't get an breast implant or whatever, and these are your boobs, like, and that's what
Hate
you
my boobs
have?
so much.
So,
I
like,
hate them. Like, they, yeah, I'm self-conscious about them. You gotta like find different bras and bathing suit tops that like work, But like, you're so right that while I might be sitting here, like, do I go get work done? Do I just like live with this, new boobs that like are so sad now? And, but do I go like do that? But then also, if I don't find the bathing suit top that makes me feel comfortable or put on the one that doesn't, I'm missing out on those years, those moments. And I'm telling you, mamas, right now, I know that we hate hearing it, but it does go so fast. Like my oldest, he's 11. He turned 11 this summer. And I look at him, and then my youngest, him and the youngest are 10 years apart. And it's so crazy, like watching this 10-year age gap, where you have one who's in a completely different life stage than the other. And you just know, like, I'm going to blink and the baby's going to be 11. And if I sit here and I'm not present with everything that he's doing and all the joy that he's bringing into this world, even though it's kind of crazy over here with him, I'm gonna miss it. I'm not gonna enjoy it. And then it's gonna be gone. It's gonna be over, and you don't get a redo,
Exactly.
So I know you just gotta put on the suit, even though those boobs suck or that tummy sucks or whatever, But then, again, I'm like, I'm also thankful that while my boobs aren't what they used to be, they nourished four beautiful babies for different periods of times. I breastfed two babies for 6 months, one for 14 months, and one for 16 months. And like, what a huge thing that your body did. Your body grew a human. That is so cool. you know?
Exactly. I'm actually still nursing my son.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's interesting because the relationship I had with nursing with my daughter, who I went to for 16 months with, was this
Yeah.
like beautiful, like sweet little experience. And he's like doing cartwheels,
It's like nuts.
like he's trying
The
to take
boys
it
are
with him.
crazy.
He's like, can I just take this with me while I go do water play in the backyard? It's like, no, it's attached to my body, so like you have to
Yeah.
stay here for like 10, 15 minutes. But it's even that. Like I remember, like early on, when I was nursing my daughter, it's just like, then how do I also show my breast to my significant other, right? Because it's like this thing that I use to feed and nourish my child. So there's
Yeah.
so much wrapped up in it, and I think that there's a rabbit hole, right? Too, like a
Right.
woman can go down into, right?
Right.
And so I love the body positivity movement. Like that's great. I just wish we could really reframe it to like body acceptance.
Yeah.
Because it's not a positive or a negative, right? It's just
Right.
like accepting the body that you're in. And like you're exactly right. It's like what it did in this amazing thing. And I think that
Right.
like it's easy also to say, but it takes a lot of work, right? It's like
Yeah.
being present in the moment and thinking about the thoughts that are serving you and
Yeah.
the thoughts that are not serving you, right? In the moment, it's like, okay, well, it's whatever, 2 o'clock, we're about to go to this barbecue, we've got the kids, blah, blah, blah. I don't like what I'm wearing, blah, 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 blah. But is that really serving you, right? Like to go down that rabbit hole, it's like
Yeah.
taking a moment to reflect, like taking a deep breath and being like, okay, well, these are areas of my body that I might want to work on, but I can't change the body that I have in this moment. And I can, take a moment of gratitude. I'm thankful that I'm here and I'm thankful that I have my house and my home and my kids and my family. And now I'm thankful for this moment that I get to experience.
Yeah.
And then, so the thoughts aren't serving me, I'll just put them in my pocket and we'll just like address them on Monday.
Right.
But it takes
Right.
so much work. It's
Yeah.
like, it's an
And I
endless
love like what
process.
you're saying about like reframing it to body acceptance, because I think that I love that, you know, 'cause like kind of like what I just said about, you know, like I hate my boobs, I hate my belly button, you know, I think that like you should honor your feelings, you know, you're allowed to feel like, ugh, about parts of you. You know, I think that that's okay. But I agree, but then like and like the toxic positivity that can get wrapped up into that, you know, where, oh, I'm just going to be positive about it and I'm not going to, you know, get down on it. You know, that's not helpful either. That's not healthy either. But then accepting, you know, well, this just is what it is. So until I can, I don't know,
See,
work on it or.
I love what you're saying there because I think that I had a moment between my miscarriage and my pregnancy with my son where I
Yeah.
was like, I'm gonna ex like body positivity all the way, like
Yeah.
like size 10 and I'm gonna buy a crop top or whatever. But then
Right.
I was like, wait, but that doesn't feel right because I accept the body that I'm in and I love it, but I
Right.
also want to work on it
Right.
changing, but that's
Right.
not going to happen at this stage of my life. Like, can
Right.
both of those things be true?
Yes.
Can I love and accept my body because of all of the magical things, but like also want it to change, right? Because I
Yeah.
think that's where that acceptance piece comes in, right? You
Yeah.
can't just always be positive about it. You're gonna like have your moments in your closet when you're gonna go to date night and you're like, I have nothing to wear. And then like I mean that still happens as
Yeah.
accepting as I am. Like my daughter will come into my room like, Mommy, and I'm like, I'm getting ready. And she's like, okay, like back up slowly out the door, like you crazy person.
Right.
But it's true, right? It's like
Yeah, I think that there's lots of boths in all of our life, you know, the and, the both, you know, I think that you can live in two spaces at once. You can be accepting of your body and want to make changes. And it's okay to want to make changes, because I think that that's like another thing that kind of the body positivity like movement is bringing about, is it's kind of shaming some women that want to make changes. You know, and I talk to a lot of moms on my account that feel like, you know, if I want to find you know, a healthier way to eat, or I want to be losing the weight, or what's the workout program, you know, then there's, you know, some shaming around that going on right now. And it just feels like no matter what end of the spectrum you're on, right, there's shaming going on. And that's the internet, you know, I think like the internet does that. But like, hopefully we're creating some spaces that are accepting and just like positive for all moms. And I hope that Mimosas with Moms is one of that spaces for you mamas. But, you know, I think that wherever you are in your journey with your body, your feelings are valid. You're allowed to want to change. You're allowed to love your body. You're allowed to buy bigger pants. You're allowed to keep your, you know, pre-pregnancy pants and hope that you get back into them someday. You know, I think like no matter where you're at is where you're at. And I think like my postpartum like experience definitely evolved the more kids I had. You know, in the early years when I was, you know, first time mom, I was not going to go buy new pants. I was getting back into those pre-pregnancy pants. I was also 21 years old, and it was a lot easier. By the time I had my fourth child, my body has changed all the way around. My hips have changed. I don't have the same hips that I had when I was 21, first time mom. And it took me a while to get into any pants. I wore maternity pants until Fitz was 6 months old, mm-hmm. you know, because I was like, these were more comfortable. I liked that I had the elastic band, you know, my tummy was all soft and, you know, it was more comfortable for me.
That reminds me, I have a girlfriend. She just had a baby a couple of months after me during the pandemic. And she sent me a text and was like, I don't know what to buy. What should I get? Like, yeah. It's been so long since I've had a baby. And I said, you got to get these underwear. Okay. They're like the biggest underwear you'll ever find. And they have like a little spank. It'll hold you in. Yeah. So we went to dinner with her husband the other day and she's like, by the way, I love those underwear. And her husband's like, did you make her? You're the one who made her buy the biggest underwear.
You're like, listen, you know, they're sexy.
Yes. I was like, they're very comfortable. They come in assorted colors. Yeah. You know, you love the teal one, right? And so, but you're right. It's like, yeah. It's like comfort outweighs everything, you know, too. True. And like your body's not supposed to be what it was before you had a baby. Like that doesn't right. even
that only
make
happens
sense.
When you're 21 years old, I promise.
That's my mom had us, my sister and I, in her 20s.
Yeah.
And we had our kids in our 30s, and I tell her all the time, like, it's not the same. And she doesn't want to accept it. She's like, what do you mean? Yeah. I'm like, it's not the same.
It's
mom.
Not the same, like, in any area, I don't think, you know. But then maybe it's because I have like four now, but I don't know. I think like my pregnancy, birthing, postpartum, like it was different the fourth time around versus the first time around. And
yeah, there's an 11-year age gap or what? 10-year age gap between. Yeah. I mean, that's a big difference.
Yeah. You know, where I think you're like, at. Your aging body is different. Not that, you know, my early 30s was, you know, old, but yeah, you know, you're a lot different in your 30s than you are at 21 years old.
And I just want to say, like, if I could pass on anything to somebody who's listening that's like, yes, this speaks to me, is like, don't waste your energy on like trying to make yourself feel the way you used to before you had kids.
Yes.
Because there's like a feeling, right, to like being babyless right. and not, you know, and things fitting a certain way and like wanting to achieve that feeling of like, oh, I just got dressed. Now I feel like myself, quote, right. myself.
Right.
And more so focus on like the things that would make you feel good with your new body and your new self as a mom. And I'm not saying go out and buy mom jeans and like the ugliest thing you can find, but like maybe, you know, instead of like a crop top and a t-shirt or whatever, you know, maybe it's a blouse that makes you feel good about yourself. And maybe it's focusing on your hair and your makeup and I don't know, treating yourself to lashes or whatever, yeah. right? Like, so that's now what, it's like, you know, a new defining beauty.
Yeah. Like, I changed over to one-piece bathing suits because I feel more comfortable not showing my belly button. I wear high-waisted everything, shorts, leggings. You know, I think, like, tuck that tummy in there and go. You know, and I totally agree. I think part of the biggest part of body acceptance is just finding what's comfortable for you, dressing your new body, you know, dressing the new you. What is the new you?
Exactly.
You get to do like a whole makeover on this new version of you.
I know. It's amazing. And like, who are you following on social media too? Yes. Like, I know this probably comes up a lot, like in podcasts and things, but it's so true. Like, even if you're following something so simple as like home decor, like if this person that you're following lives in this gorgeous, inspirational home, but it's not attainable for you, you're going to feel less than in some sort of way, right? So if you're following accounts that you can't relate to and it's feeling triggering in some sort of way or making you feel like you should, you know, like the shoulds look like that or have that or dress like that, then, you know, maybe mute them. And like when you want, go and check in. Or like something that I've done and something that I encourage my clients to do, which has been so helpful, is have another Instagram account just, you know, called like, I don't know, mom snooper, whatever you want it to be called, and follow all your dump accounts, like all of them, and don't follow them on your personal so they don't pop up into your feed. And then when you're in the mood to binge, log on to that account, switch users and follow those accounts. But when you see them on a daily basis, it can trigger a lot of feelings.
It can be overwhelming.
It can be very overwhelming. Yeah.
So, Ina, kind of tell us about what the work means. You know, when you're working with clients and they come to you and they say, Ina, I had this baby. Now I'm this whole new person. I'm unhappy. I'm uncomfortable. I'm at my mommy and me class and I'm looking at the mirror and I'm like,
oh, gosh, the mirror. Why do they have mirrors?
What is the work? How do we kind of get out of that and shift into the present to be new mom?
So I would define doing the work as really taking a step back and looking inward.
Yeah.
And focusing on your inner talk and your inner critic and confronting that voice. And then also asking yourself, like, who's that voice? Like, is it me? Is it my mom? Is it, you know, my critical ex-boss? Is it
society,
my friends, I don't know, when's the last time I got them, but are you still getting magazine subscriptions?
Oh, when you're like in the grocery store and you're like, checking out, and you see them all and you're like, oh my gosh, why are they still printing these things? Like,
I know, what
25 best beach bodies this summer, and you're like, why?
And like, have you ever tried to buy one? They're like $12. I'm like, what? $12? No, thank you. But yes, like, exactly. Like, who's that voice, right? Yeah. And then I think when you can do that, you can maybe, I don't know, reflect on ways you can reframe those thoughts, right?
I like that. Yeah.
So,
like, hey, Abby, that's not your voice. That's your mom's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I hate to be so cliche, but like, it probably is your mom. I don't know. I'm joking, but who knows, right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's important to kind of note that if we kind of are joking that, hey, it's probably your mom, you know, let's be the generation that raises their daughters to not have their mom's voice as a negative, you know, body shaming or you need to look a certain way. You know, let's talk kind to ourselves so that they see that being modeled and that becomes their inner voice someday. You know, I think if anything, that should be like a huge motivation, you know, to, okay, this is my new body. This is what we got to roll with. These boobs could be sitting a little perkier, but they're not. And we're going to love it anyway.
And I think, like, with what you said, like, we're going to roll with it anyways. I think something that I worked on a lot was telling myself, like, okay is just good enough, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're throwing your kid a birthday party and you can't get, like, the princess napkins, like, pink is just good enough, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe a I'm not a size whatever, but this size is good enough for today because it's going to get me out the door. It's going to get me to work or wherever I'm going, and that's good enough. And, you know, and trying to find gratitude. Like, you know, I tell my clients all the time, journal, journal, journal. And, like, I have a hard time sitting down with a pen and paper and journaling myself. But, you know, voice memoing it in your phone and just, like, doing a dump of feelings and emotions and throwing in some things that you're grateful for and trying to focus on those things as much as you can to get you through when the moments are harder. And I think that the more that you focus on gratitude and appreciating the body that you have, those moments will be fewer and further in between as well. And, like, that's kind of like what doing the work looks like, I would say.
Ina, I so appreciate you joining me today and talking about this body acceptance piece, because I think, you know, I think all moms kind of go through it. You know, I think that postpartum stage is so fragile, so vulnerable, so raw. You know, you have so many different feelings. You're a whole new person inside and out. And I just want all you mamas to know that you are important just how you are. You are valuable and everything that you're supposed to be right where you are. You are that little person's everything. So just remember that. Ina, can you tell my listeners where they can find you?
Of course. So you can find me on social media at Motherhood Therapy. I'm on Instagram and a little bit of Facebook here and there, and also on my website at inakashanilmft.com. So do you want me to spell it out?
No, I'll link it in.
I think it could be linked at the bottom.
It's linked in the description, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, this is such a pleasure. I really enjoyed getting on here today and chatting with you about this. And like I said, I really appreciate your platform and everything that you do.
Thank you, Ina, and cheers to a beautiful body motherhood.
Yes, absolutely. Cheers with our imaginary mimosas.
Yes. Thanks, Ina.